And he will be talking about the identification of a multi-parent population for soft tops.
Okay, thank you. Yes, my name is Tristan Hooks. I'm a graduate student at New Mexico State University, and I'm here to present some initial results from my research titled Identification of a Multiparent RMBF Population for Salt Tolerance in Cotton. A quick overview of my presentation. I'll go through a brief introduction. I'll state my objectives, cover my materials and methods, and I'll share some of my initial results, and I'll end with some of the remaining work that I have left to do. So why breed for salt tolerance? Well, soil salinity is an accelerating threat to agriculture worldwide. This is especially true in arid and semi-arid regions, like here in Texas and also in the Southwest, like New Mexico and Arizona. Soil salinity is not a static threat, it's dynamic. This is due to climate change and also the increased use of irrigated agriculture. And we all know that crops in general do not like salinity, and even a little bit can cripple the yield potential of most crops. So how do we combat this threat? Well, selection, breeding and selection for improving crop salinity tolerance is a viable strategy for both food security and sustainable agriculture worldwide. So cotton. Cotton is unique in that it is considered moderately tolerant to salinity. This is a good thing. It sets up a good foundation for study and improving salt tolerance. Also, there is some difference in salinity tolerance between upland and Pima species. So ideally, it would be good to take advantage of this genetic variation. A viable way to do this is using CSLs, which are chromosome substitution lines, for introgression breeding between upland and Pima. So I'm using a population, the same population that's been discussed in the previous presentations, developed by the USDA ARS. And it's an RMBUP C4 random mated population of upland cotton with introgression of Pima alleles from 17 CSLs. And essentially, it's a magic population. I think this is a unique population and has good potential for selection for salt tolerance. So my objectives were to perform three independent screens to evaluate and select cotton genotypes for salt tolerance in the RMBUP introgression population. Second part of my objectives, I hope to perform RNA-seq of a few selected tolerant lines in key tissues under salt stress to identify important genes for salt tolerance. Okay, so jumping into my materials and methods. For my first screen, I started off with 712 lines derived from the RMBF population. I had two treatments of control, and I used 200 millimolar sodium chloride. I selected and narrowed this population, and so for my second screen, I had 101 lines. I also included the 17 CSLs and two of the original parents as standards. This was Hirsutum TM1 and Barbadense 379. For my treatments, I had a control again, and I also reduced the sodium chloride to 150. The intent here was trying to find an ideal level for my salt treatment. For my screen number three, I've narrowed my population once again. So I selected and narrowed my population down to 31 lines, and I'm going to maintain the 17 CSLs and two parents for comparison. I haven't completed screen three yet. This will be upcoming. So my results up to date are at the end of screen two. And finally, I'll make a final selection once I do complete screen three, though, of my top, of my most tolerant lines. Okay, my experimental design was a greenhouse water culture system. I conducted both screen one and two in summer 2016. The statistical design was a split plot with three blocks. For my whole plot, I used the salt treatments. For my subplot, I used genotypes. I sowed my seed in flats in the picture at the bottom right. I used autoclave potting soil. I did 2 seed. I thinned to 1 seedling per hill. I used tap water irrigation. I fertilized with 100 ppm nitrogen. I ran the system every day for about 15 minutes, and the water culture system would flood the trays, and then it would drain out. I initiated the salt treatment at the third true leaf stage, and I terminated the experiment after 3 weeks of salt treatment, and at which point I harvested the plants and collected data. So my data collection for my first screen was minimal. This was due to the large amount of lines that I had. So I collected just plant height, shoot fresh and dry weight, and the fresh and dry weight ratio. For my second screen, I kind of increased the data set to include root tissue. And for my third screen, since I'll have a smaller population to work with, I'm hoping to have a more robust data set that'll include chlorophyll concentration and fluorescence. So here's some results. This is a picture taken at the end of my first screen, right before harvesting and data collection. So on the right side is my control treated plants, on the left side is my salt treatment plants. The experimental design worked well and my plants grew healthy and strong. And I did notice a phenotypic response or reduction in growth for my salt treated plants. Here's a summary table for my ANOVA for my first screen. I did have significant differences for block and treatment for my 3 response variables, which was good. For my genotype, I only had 1 significant difference in plant height. This is kind of understandable because I had such a large population of genotypes I was working with, so I wasn't expecting to have a lot of genotypic differences here. Okay, this is a picture at the end of my second screen in the same system. And once again, I have my control treated plants on the right and my salt treated plants on the left. If you recall, I decreased my salt treatment to 150 millimolar. I think I was able to detect kind of a less growth reduction in my salt treatment. And this shows itself in my ANOVA table summary for my second screen, which was a little disappointing. I did not have any significant differences in any of my response variables for treatment. And again, the only thing I can attribute this to is to my reduction in my treatment. I did see a numerical decline in growth, but again, it wasn't detected. There was no significant differences detected. I might take this into consideration for my third screen and bring that salt treatment back up to 200 millimeter sodium chloride. The good news, though, was I did detect differences in genotype for all of my response variables except root shoot dry weight ratio. For my interaction, I only had 1 treatment by genotype interaction with plant height. I graphed some of the results from the second screen. In this first graph, I have showing the two of the original parents that I'm kind of using as standards. So they're shown at the far left with the 2 yellow arrows. And that's Barbadens 379 and her student TM1. So this graph is showing shoot dry weight. And the remaining genotypes on the right for the rest of the graph are the CSL lines, the 17 CSL lines. It's showing variation for shoot dry weight among those CSL lines. I think that could be expected. This next graph is showing root dry weight, and it's showing the same genotypes. I got my standards on the left and then the CSLs on the right. And once again, it's kind of following a similar trend to shoot dry weight. There's some variation there too. Okay, so these next 2 slides include my 10 most tolerant genotypes from my population derived from the RMB up. So my 10 most tolerant lines start on the left. I end with the two standards and pointed out by the yellow arrows, and also threw in two of my least tolerant genotypes just for comparison. I think these are some good results for my population so far. I have a few of these lines that are on par with the original parents, if not a little bit better. In particular, I highlighted NMIL63 as kind of being one of the most promising genotypes that I have so far. Okay, this is the last graph. It's just showing root dry weights. It's the same genotypes. On the bottom, again, I have the standards and the two least tolerant genotypes. And once again, it's showing a similar result, which is good. And again, I highlighted this particular genotype as being one of the most promising. So, remaining work, I've got my third screen to do, and I'll make my final selection. And then I hope to move into doing more of a molecular analysis of the selected genotypes, including RNA-seq. I'm hoping to do this in root tissues. We'll see how that goes. And then also some genotyping and a molecular analysis of this RMBF-based MAGIC population. Okay, and with that, my literature. And thank you very much. Any questions?
Any questions?
Okay, thank you. I'll consider including those.
So when you made your selections between, were you just picking the best, or did you pick extremes?
Best and worst. After my screens?
Well, each screen, you pared down your total
number. Yes, after each screen, I selected based on the response variables, and I ranked them based on the most tolerant.
Makes sense that your stats after the second would be not significant for treatment if you had made headway in selecting for.
You're right. That actually probably adds to it. Yes, so thank
you.
You're
a good reader.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Yes, yeah.
So you
said there were no treatment events. Yeah, so I had everything on the left is my salt treated plants, and everything on the right is control.
My eyes aren't that one on the right looked pretty good to me, relative to the left.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. Maybe it has to do with the split plot design and the ability to detect differences. But yeah, I was happy to see the visual difference and the numerical difference, but yeah, it just didn't have any significant differences.
Why did you pare down your salt concentration to start with? What? Yeah, so the question is, why did you consider a reduced salt concentration?
For the first round, I had a pretty noticeable difference with the 200 millimeter sodium chloride. So the intent was I didn't want to clobber the plants, and I kind of wanted to leave some room to detect some differences. So that was the intent, but I might consider bringing it back up to 200 on the third screen. Yes.
Do they find it testing
I'm not sure if I heard the question. So going back originally to the initial. Oh, where they're collected from. I know there for the Pima, it was derived from 379, which is a Pima standard. Off the top of my head, I don't know what region that was grown or derived in, so I don't know how. I could look that up, though. That'd be great. I don't know how that might influence the salt tolerance. Thank you.
Any more questions?
One more question. Do you have the same experimental unit size when you change your number of entries in your experiment?
No, that's a good question. As I narrowed them down, I increased the experimental unit size. For the first screen, it was only a single plant per experimental unit. For the second screen, it was 6 plants per unit. Yeah. And that just had to do with the size of the experiment.
Okay. Thank you.